Before you can save a seed, you have to find it. And today, we're hunting for a very rare plant on a rocky ledge in southern Connecticut.
We're looking for Muhlenbergia capillaris, which is the hair cap mully.
Michael Piantedosi is director of conservation at the Native Plant Trust. As we stand near the edge of a rocky ridge, he scans the ground and tells me to watch my feet.
Just be cognizant where you're stepping.
Yes,
I'm always...
Don't wanna fall off the ridge.
That too, and then also the plants, but yes.
Yes, the plants first.
Yeah, you can go all the way down. I'm concerned about stepping on plants.
Next to my feet is a grassy clump that normally wouldn't rate a second glance, but this is what we're looking for, the endangered hair cap mully.
And it's just these clumps. It's not the most significant thing,
okay. But
it is very rare.
He says this is the only population he knows about in New England, and it's here in large part because this ledge is frozen in time. Piantedosi says across the region there are spots that are too rugged to be developed for businesses or housing, which turns them into special places for native plants.
A lot of mountain, alpine, and subalpine summits have tons of rare plants, but that's because they're few and far between in the region, and they're still there because it's tough to build a hotel on them.
Across New England, the Native Plant Trust estimates more than one-fifth of the region's native plants are in danger from things like development, climate change, rising temperatures, and storm surges. Piantedosi says the work is like an insurance policy for plants.
If a plant does take a downward trend in its population numbers, or if it blinks out and becomes locally extirpated, we can assist it by allowing it to eventually maintain itself.
A few weeks after we hunted for grass, I met up with Piantedosi at Nasami Nursery in Massachusetts. This is where wild collected seeds from hundreds of different plants are cleaned and stored, and some will eventually get replanted for habitat restoration. We step into a large refrigerator. Along the walls are shelves packed to the brim with tiny bags full of native seeds. It's the cold, dry air in here that allows the seeds to go dormant.
Seed stored in this way at these conditions will last 10, 20, 30, 50 years, even without freezing. So you have a lot of seed that right now is, you know, coming up on a decade old that will still germinate with 70-80% germination.
Leaving the fridge, we step into a greenhouse filled with seedlings grown from plants that were surveyed and sampled in the wild. Uli Lormer, director of horticulture at the Native Plant Trust, says native plants can play a key role in habitat restoration work because local plants are attuned to local biology.
In addition to being adapted to the climate, plants that evolved here also have all of the relationships intact with insects and birds.
Working with other groups, the Native Plant Trust has restored a salt marsh in Connecticut, an alpine landscape in Maine, and coastlines throughout New England hit by Hurricane Sandy. Other conservation groups are also working to restore native plants, including one off the coast of Cape Cod that's restoring a pre-colonization landscape. Piantedosi says gardeners want native plants too, but he cautions the work of finding, cleaning, and growing native seeds is painstaking and slow, and many of the threats facing native plants are only increasing.
A lot of different habitats are imperiled. So a lot of different groups are coming to us, coming to others that provide a native species seed, and requesting it in abundance. And it's an abundance we simply don't have.
In the coming years, he says Native Plant Trust hopes to scale up their work at their nursery in the hopes they can keep up with the growing need across New England. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.